10 years ago, I released the photography book Sea, Sky, Sand and Street. And as a way of celebrating the anniversary of that book release, I thought it'd be nice to record 3 podcasts where I talk about some of my favourite images from the project. If you are interested in taking a look at the images from the book, then head along to richardflintphoto.com where you'll find a gallery and links to do with Sea, Sky, Sand and Street. There, I will also be uploading these images to the podcast links page as well so that they can be viewed there too. So, in the last podcast, I talked about Mother and Son, which was a street photography image shot on the street in Wells next to the sea. One of my favourite early images from the project. And I've got 2 more for this recording. The first one is called Fishing Boat Sheringham, and the second one, well, we'll get on to the second one a little bit later, but we'll first of all talk about Fishing Boat Sheringham. Now, you may notice that the title probably gives the game away about what it's about and where it was taken, and you'd be totally right. It is a fishing boat, and it was shot in Sheringham. It's always been one of my favourite images. It's always come across to me as a very strong photo. In fact, it was so strong that I was considering using it for the book cover, but decided to go down a different route. I wanted something with people on to convey that idea, the street photography element, which I thought was quite heavy within Sea, Sky, Sand and Street. But this was certainly a major contender for the front cover. I think one of the reasons why I like it is first the tones that the Hipstamatic app gave it. It's quite dark, it's quite gritty. The concrete ramp which the fishing boat was sat on was still very functional, but it certainly didn't look very pretty. Sheringham has got a massive sea defence wall that runs right away along the seafront, and the ramps are there to give people access to the shore and to the sea. And in this case, fishermen, I mean, anyone can use them, but they're mainly used by fishermen to get their boats down to the sea and then recover their boats later on. And this boat was just sat on one of those ramps. I photographed it from above. There was a bridge that went over the ramp, so you could literally just walk along the length of the sea defence wall right to the end. It's a really good walk. If you ever get the opportunity to visit Sheringham, I'd certainly recommend. It's good. There's cafes and all sorts of things along there, and plenty of places where you can sit and just watch the world go by. And this was just a case of just leaning over and looking down. I just saw this scene, and I just thought it needed to be captured for the book. And it just encapsulates everything about, you know, a fishing boat and all of the bits of kit that you need as a fisherman. So it all came together really, really nicely. And I think just the juxtaposition between the brightness of the boat and the darker elements of the concrete, the rough elements of the concrete, I think they actually use that rough area as a place. You can actually see that there's sort of like grooves in there, and I believe that's where they would put chocks in just to stop the boat from just sliding down the ramp, which is actually quite steep when you look at it. There's actually some photographs, again, in the Norfolk project taken at that very place where it shows the bridge that I shot the images from, but it also shows the ramp heading down, and I believe it's also got a fishing boat on there as well. So for a bit of background photography to do with this image, have a look at that gallery for the Norfolk project. So it's an image that I've always loved. Quite dark, which is a bit similar to the next image that I'm going to mention, which is Abandoned Bicycle, Burnham Overy Staithe. This was an image that I just came across quite by accident while walking one evening. It was actually quite a nice evening. The image itself looks as though there's going to be a storm, or it was quite dull or dark. It wasn't. It was, you know, it was a nice blue sky. It was just one of the ways that the Hipstamatic app just processed the image. But I just like the tones again. The darkness in there with the light highlights, the way that the image was layered as well with the bicycle in the foreground. And then you've got that stretch of land, water, a thin stretch of land again, some more water with the yacht coming in, and then the darkness of the land again, and then you've got the sky. So it's very, very layered as an image, which I always really liked as well. The bicycle was abandoned, but by the time that I ended up walking back, it had been recovered, I assume, by its owner. So it was only temporarily abandoned, which was nice to see, because it looked as though it was quite a nice bike. I think it was just one of those things where, you know, kids are out and about riding on their bike. They just see something quite interesting and just shoot off and just dump the bike wherever they feel they can get away with it. It was off the path. It wasn't in the way, but it was just something that you suddenly noticed. I think also one of the other things that I like about this image is the way that the bike is pointing towards the yacht that was coming in. I think if the yacht wasn't there, it might be still a strong image, but I think the fact that they're both lined up, I think just really makes the photo. And it was one of those things where I waited until that point before I took the photograph. Hipstamatic app was a bit like using a Polaroid camera in the sense that you couldn't fire off a whole lot of shots. You had to fire off an image and wait for it to be processed, which seemed to take an eternity, but was probably only like a couple of seconds, maybe three. It just seemed to take quite a long time, but you couldn't shoot off a whole lot of images. So a lot of the time you would shoot a photo and then you'd have to wait and see the result. And by the time you were ready for the next one, something might have gone by, something would have moved out of alignment, as in the case of the yacht here. So there was only ever one of these images. And it was similar for quite a lot of shooting the book. It really was a decisive moment kind of photography, which put a lot of pressure for getting images, and I admit that I did miss things. Things went wrong. The Hipstamatic app sometimes processed the image rather strangely. Most of the time it seemed to work great. There were a few times as well when the Hipstamatic app actually crashed, and I lost the image that I was processing at the time, but that was just part of the fun, really. Some images get made, some images don't, and there's no point in crying over an image that you've lost. It's just gone. It just wasn't meant to be. So those are the two images for this podcast. I will be back in a few weeks' time with three more images in the final podcast of me choosing these favourite images from Sea, Sky, Sand and Street. As I said earlier on, if you are interested in taking a look at the gallery with a whole lot of images from Sea, Sky, Sand and Street, and there's also the Norfolk Project as well, which has some images from some of these places as well, Sheringham and Burnham Overy Staithe, go over to richardflintphoto.com and you'll find all of the links to the galleries there. That's it for now. I'll be back very soon with the final podcast.